Here's another listener essay.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Listener essay.
Listener essay. Listener essay.
Welcome back to Infants on Thrones. I'm Glenn Ostlund, and today's listener essay comes from Nate and is titled Hasadiga Runaway. Now, if you want to vote for this essay and give some private feedback to the author, visit our website. I'll give you the form letter pre-recorded detail message at the end of the episode today. But for now, take it away, Nate Thaniel.
A few years ago, I started jogging to relieve stress and get exercise. Over time, I increased my endurance as a runner until I finally decided I was going to run a half marathon. Before each training run, I would put on my jogging clothes and pop in my earbuds. I loved listening to Pandora radio while running, especially listening to songs by 90s alternative rock bands. I loved Nirvana, the Foo Fighters, Weezer, and Smashing Pumpkins. One Sunday, I went out for an extra long run around the neighborhood. I was frustrated by the messages I had heard preached that day, and I just needed to run. So I cranked up my music and hit the streets. About 3 miles in, I was feeling good. My pace was awesome, and I was getting a runner's high. And then I started to hear the song Gone Away by The Offspring, blasting in my headphones. The beat is great for running, but the words really reached me that day. The song talks about a man who is grieving the death of a dear friend. The lyrics read, "Maybe in another life I could find you there. Pulled away before your time, I can't deal, it's so unfair. Leaving flowers on your grave show that I still care, but black roses and Hail Marys can't bring back what's taken from me. I reach to the sky and call out your name, and if I could trade, I would. And it feels like heaven so far away. And it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away." This song on that day reached deep down into my heart. You see, my brother, who is just 2 years younger than me, had passed away from cancer when he was 16 and I was 18. And this song always makes me think about how much I still miss him, and how we prayed and fasted for years to have him be healed, how countless priesthood holders rotated through my house and anointed him with oil and said the right magic words, but still couldn't heal him, and how just months after his funeral, and while still grieving and depressed, I went on a mission because that is what I was supposed to do. This song brings back my anger and my frustration with God and his seeming impotence and incompetence. So I ran and I listened to that song. I looked up at the sky, raised both middle fingers up, and exclaimed, "Fuck you, God," a phrase that I had never dared say before that time. Fuck you and all the screwed up, homophobic, racist, and inaccurate things I was taught in your one true church. And then it happened. 2 months later, and less than a month before I was supposed to run that half marathon, I felt a lump. I went to the doctor, and he said the dreaded word, cancer. I would not be running that half marathon. No, instead, I would be getting high doses of chemotherapy over the next 3 months and fighting off the nasty beast growing in my body. Upon hearing my diagnosis, the first thing that came to my mind was, this is a punishment. This is what you get from turning your back on God. I felt guilty. Had I done this to myself? Am I a cautionary tale of the dangers of pride and sin? I asked these questions to one of my friends, who like me is a non-believing and yet still practicing Mormon. My friend assured me that this was not the punishment of God. And if it was the way that God treats his children, then God is not worthy of my adoration. Because of the cancer, I had to receive 3 rounds of extremely nasty chemotherapy. During round 2, I had to be in the hospital during the entire week of Thanksgiving. It was just me and my wife at the hospital, 3 hours away from our home and our family. I was suffering from the nasty side effects of chemo, and I was not in the mood to celebrate Thanksgiving. And my poor, long-suffering wife had to deal with me and my sickness. But the morning of Thanksgiving, a young research fellow, who I had never met before, stopped by my bed at the infusion center. You see, he was a member of the LDS Church who happened to know a guy who was in my dad's ward. My dad and this man weren't good friends, but he knew that I was sick, and he asked the young research fellow to stop by my bed at the hospital and see what he could do for me and for my wife. The research fellow invited us to have Thanksgiving dinner with the young single adults in the area. And to be honest, it was one of the most amazing Thanksgiving dinners ever. Even though the chemo made all the food taste like pennies in my mouth, I was happy to be there. I was surrounded by people who were young and happy and alive. The bishop who was hosting the dinner was a concert pianist, and he played some of the most beautiful Christmas songs. The entire room came alive as we sang along to familiar and joyful carols. It was there that I truly felt a spiritual high, if there is such a thing. It's been 2 years since that Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm happy to say that I'm still cancer-free. Along the way, I have learned more about what typically gives rise to the kind of cancer that I had. It probably originated way back when I was a small embryo, a tiny defect in an insanely complex orchestra of chemical reactions planted the mutation that would one day become a cancerous tumor. This was not a punishment from God set in motion by my obscenity on that Sunday run. Instead, this was biology gone haywire. And what about me and God today? Well, if you think that God is the stranger who visits you in the hospital and invites you to Thanksgiving dinner, then I say yes, I believe in that God. And if you think that God writes you a needed note of encouragement when you are down, or sends you comfort in the form of a compassionate hug when no one else will, or takes your kids when you are in the hospital, and then I say yes, I believe in that God. But if you think that God is a white guy with a long beard and a shiny cloak that sends plagues on his children when they build towers that are too high in the sky, or hates gay people who get married, or trick scientists by burying dinosaur bones deep in the earth, then to that dude, I still reach high into the sky, middle fingers extended, and say, fuck you, God.
Thank you for the listener essay. We desire all to receive it. And if you want to vote for it, go to the website and vote for it and give the author some feedback. And then tune in again tomorrow, because we'll be doing this all over again with a brand new listener essay. I'll have all the long-winded fancy details as an Easter egg, so you can skip over it if you want, or listen to it if you want. It'll be there after Zoe says, thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.
That's how we roll.
Hi, this is Hillary.
Matthew. Ryan.
Carol.
Keith.
Ashley.
And I like to play bingo online while listening to Infants on Thrones.
You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com.
And if you really like what you hear,
consider supporting us on Patreon for as little as $1 per episode, capped at whatever total amount you want to cap that at. I mean, where do you think the money is coming from to award prizes to the listener essays, huh? Pretty cool stuff we're doing on Infants on Thrones. Also,
give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes.
I did. Anyone for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.
Well, that was a great listener essay, wasn't it? Ready to go vote for it? Now, if you've heard this before and you're an old pro at voting for these essays, you can just skip over this part.
Now, here's how this is going to work. As it stands right now, I have 14 listener essays, and that means that for the next 2 weeks, starting today, February 7th, ending on February 20th, you will be hearing one listener essay per day, at least for those of you who listen in real time once the episode is released. And FYI, some of these essays were submitted to us without a title, so I gave them a title myself. So if you think the title of the essay is stupid, well, that's probably my fault, because damn if I don't love me some stupid. But here's the really exciting part. One of these 14 essays will win $218, because it's 2018 now, and we like to be cute and stupid about things, but we're not able to award a $2,000 prize just yet, okay? Another essay will win $109, half of the 218, and I think I actually got the math right this time, I think. And a third will win $50. And you listeners get to choose who these winners will be. And you'll also be able to give private feedback to each author. So here's how that's going to happen. After you listen to the essay today, go to our website, infantsonthrones.com. Find the post for the essay that you listen to, and be sure that you have the author's name and the essay title right so that your feedback goes to the right place. Click on the survey that's associated with that essay, and it's going to be there on the post. Fill out the survey and submit it, and then sit back and breathe in and breathe out and feel life's energy flow through you and bask in the warm feeling of knowing that you made a difference in the life of someone brave enough to submit a listener essay to Infants on Thrones. Now, when you fill out these surveys, you're going to be asked two things primarily. One, to rate the essay on a scale of 1 to 5. And then you'll also have the opportunity to write in some of your thoughts, some of your feedback for the author. It'll only take a few minutes, and then boom, you're done. Now, you can do this for every single essay, every single one of these 14 essays. You can vote, or you can put your feedback for each one of these 14 essays, but you can only vote once for each essay. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, voting will be open through the entire month of February, even though the essays will stop on the 20th. You'll still be able to vote for the last week or so of February. On March 1st, voting will be closed, and then the winners will be announced on Saturday, March 3rd. Now, some of you may be wondering, is there a deadline for submitting essays? Well, no, not really. Now, this contest with these 14 essays, that will end with the final essay being released on February 20th, but my hope is that as you listen to these essays, you will feel inspired to make one yourself and share your unique view of the world with the rest of our listening audience. So if you want to do that, submit it, and as soon as we get another 10 to 15 essays, we'll start another contest. How's that? Make sense? Pretty good deal, huh? And isn't that really how the world's supposed to work anyway? I mean, think of it like this. It could be kind of like if you were kneeling at an altar and you looked up and you saw this big mirror on the wall in front of you. And in that mirror, you could see not only your own reflection looking back at you, but you could see the reflection of the mirror on the wall behind you and the back of your head. And then in that reflection, you also saw another reflection of yourself, both front and back, stretching outward and onward, upward throughout all generations of time and throughout all eternity, like Rey in the new Star Wars movie, if Rey had been at an altar and married herself. Can you marry yourself? What is that, Master Wedshin? I don't know, in some kind of a weird Mormon Jedi temple ceremony thing that distinguishes one type of nerd from other types of nerds. That's kind of what this essay contest is like. No, I don't know. Will it end? Can you submit essays forever and ever and be like Rey? I don't know. See, what did I tell you? I love me some stupid. So this is the deal. Infant Listener Essay Contest. Please participate and make this thing super special, because special isn't just a euphemism anymore or something remarkable like that.
Hi. This is Hillary.
Matthew.
Ryan.
Carol.
Keith.
Ashley.
And I like to play bingo online while listening to Infants on Thrones.
You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com.
And if you really like what you hear,
consider supporting us on Patreon for as little as $1 per episode, capped at whatever total amount you want to cap that at. I mean, where do you think the money is coming from to award prizes to the listener essays, huh? Pretty cool stuff we're doing on Infants on Thrones. Also,
give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes.
I did. Anyone for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.